Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Rick Newman back on the show. Rick's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the financial columnist for Yahoo.com. He's the author of Rebounders and his new book, Liberty for All, a manifesto for reclaiming financial and political freedom, both of which I encourage you to own and devour. Rick Newman, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Happy to be with you.
Good to have you back, as always. Hey, Rick, one of the things that's really been in the news a lot lately has been the Iranian deal, the Iranian nuclear deal. And I'm against it just because I feel like Senator Schumer, who said, you know, whether the deal is a good deal or, you know, is a good deal or not, I just don't trust the Iranians. I mean, that's all I got to know, right? I mean, who in the world trusts the Iranians these days? And why would we negotiate a nuclear deal with people we don't trust? What do you think?
Well, you have to negotiate with people you don't trust all the time. I mean, that's what diplomacy is. I'm going to tell you, I don't know if this is a good deal or not. And I honestly, this is a very complicated deal. Suddenly people who probably can't find Iran on a map have very strong opinions about right. whether this is a good deal or not. You know, I think most people who have an opinion about this have not looked at the details of this deal. I think they are just simply taking cues from the pundits on TV, who I think also don't know very much about it.
I admit that the weeds, when it comes to the weeds, I listen to people that I consider to be aligned with me in terms of national defense and geopolitics. I admit that, and so because I have not read it, but I do know that I don't trust the Iranians. I mean, I don't trust them more than I didn't trust the Russians, and I've never negotiated with somebody. I've never continued to negotiate with somebody when the people on the other side of the table were saying out loud as we were negotiating, it doesn't matter what we put on paper, I'm not going to abide by it.
Well, so what would you do? What would you do instead? I mean,
I would continue the sanctions. I would ratchet it down even more. I would drive I'd drive that government into the ground. This is the largest state-sponsored terrorism organization in the world, and we're going to let them have $100 billion to go play with. That didn't make
sense.
Well,
I think you're overestimating the ability of the United States alone to do what you said.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, I can see that.
Well, let me just. So again, I don't know enough. I think this is so complex. I don't know whether this is a good deal or not. Here's what I do know. First of all, the whole world has not agreed to sanctions on Iran. Only the United States and Europe have. They are still selling.
But they were
about to. They're still selling about 75% of the oil they produce. They're selling it to Asia because China's not participating. Japan's not participating.
Yeah.
The history of getting adversarial countries to do what you want through sanctions alone is terrible. I think we're also seeing sanctions fatigue in Europe. You know, it's easy for us to sanction Iran. Mm-hmm. We don't get oil and gas from Iran. We don't need it.
Right.
Europe needs it.
That's a good point.
They need that energy. And think about it. Their alternative is Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's fatigue, sanctions fatigue in Europe. So I just don't know what the alternative
they're balancing,
is. The alternative is
they're balancing which devil to do business with is what you're saying.
They have to. I mean, that's reality. The reality of trade. You need something that the bad guys have, and you have to try to get it. So, you know, the alternative is basically continue with these sanctions, which I think have a zero likelihood of stopping the nuclear program. You could certainly harm the economy, but you're harming the Iranian middle class. I mean, so I just don't think there are any good outcomes.
But
based
on what you know, do you think this deal will limit or at least delay Iran's ability to create a nuclear weapon?
Put it this way. I think having international inspectors inside at least parts of Iran's nuclear program is better than not having them. The IAEA, that's the agency that would do it. That's a good agency.
But that's the United Nations agency.
They are a good agency.
And I remember the All for Food United Nations agency that was absolutely the most corrupt thing in the world.
Well, I mean, so the perfect is the enemy of the good.
I know.
You know, Jim, well, here's what this comes down to. If Iran's leaders want, if they want to build a bomb no matter what, at any cost, they're going to do it.
Yeah.
They will do it whether they have to put up with sanctions for 100 years, whether they have to sneak it. If that's their national priority, they're going to do it.
You've made a good case, Rick. I got to take a quick break. But here's what I do know. If Rick Newman or Jim Blassingame had been negotiating this deal, the first thing we would have done would have gotten our four Americans out before anything else happened. I believe you would have done that. I know I would have done it, Rick. If I were trying to sell
this...
You
know what? Well, I mean, you know, watch this spot. So let's see.
Yeah.
The way these things happen, those Americans should come out.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. Quick break. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.